Here we go, Town Park, Emmylou Harris.
I never thought I'd say this at Telluride, but I'm hot. I'm hot, baby. Oh, God, I'm going to be so cold up there. Okay, we're going to do a... I want to do a song by Merle Haggard, my favorite Merle Haggard song. And I have many, but this is so incredibly sad. That's why I love it. I'll never swim Kern River again. It was there that I met him, there that I lost my best friend. I drifted up here with the wind. And I may drown in still water, but I'll never swim Kern River again. He grew up in an oil town, but that gusher never came in. And the river was a fountain where my darling I used to swim. One night in the moonlight, the swifts swept his life away. Now I live on Lake Shasta. Lake Shasta is where I will stay. Kern River comes down. But it's not deep to what she's a mean piece of work, my friend. And I may cross on the highway, but I'll never swim Kern River again. Red Dirt Girl. Me and my best friend Lily, the blue tick-down dog, sitting on the front porch, cooling in the shade, singing every song the radio played, waiting for the Alabama sun to go down to the red dirt girls in the red dirt town in the lane. Just across the line in a little southeastern rain. I don't have a letter from my, you know, doctor. I don't know why I wasn't here. Must have been out of my mind.
If I need it, would you come? showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine. Loop and Lil agree, she's a sight to see, a treasure for the poor to find.
Oh dear. All right, I love the fancy footwork over there. and at this altitude. All right, well. Well, this, I'm going to do a couple of songs from the new album. And this is a story, this is an old story, true story. We all know about the story of Emmett Till, but I kind of wrote it imagining it in his own words. What happened to that 14-year-old boy down in Mississippi in 1955 for speaking apparently disrespectfully to a white woman. We've come a long way, baby, but we've still got a ways to go, and we must never forget. I was born a black boy. My name is Emmett Till. Walked this earth for 14 years. One night I was killed. We're speaking to a man whose skin was white as dew. That's a sin in Mississippi, but how's I to know? I'd come down from Chicago to visit with my kin. Up there I was a cheeky kid, I guess I always been. But the harm they put upon me was too hard for what I'd done. For I was just a black boy, I never hurt no one. Oh, oh. Point the blame at the ones who beat and cut me and shot me with a gun and threw me in the river like I was trash when they were done. I was sent back to my mother, at least what was left of me. She kept my casket open for the whole wide world. Awful desecration and the evidence of hate. You could not recognize me. The mutilation was so great. They came across a justice then to be finally fulfilled. All because of me, a black boy. My name is Emmett Till. Thank you so much. Well, this is where we tell you right is where we gather together to celebrate music and fellowship. And as far as I can tell, dogs. And this year I finally got to bring two of my dogs to Telluride. First time, like 25 years. Came on the bus. And I've got a song about one of them. She's a big black dog that I rescued from the dog pound. She was getting ready to be put down only because nobody had showed up to claim her. And her name is Bella. I call her Bella the Magnificent because she's a truly extraordinary dog, as all dogs are. Am I correct? Anyway, this is about Bella, but it's also hopefully a song to maybe... When people ask me about my career, I can actually start talking about dogs and all the dogs that need to be saved and rescued and how we need to change in this country to where we're a no-kill country for every companion animal. Anyway, so this is called Big Black Dog. And I count it off, right? One, two, three. A big... She ended up at the pound is a puzzle. A big black dog. Did she run away because somebody didn't treat her right? Did they leave her out in the cold night after only night? A big black dog. In line for the death row, a big black dog. Did somebody put her out on the road? Did they just not care? Did they think an old dog was too much trouble for them to bear? A big black dog. About a fellow I met back in 1972 who kind of taught me how to sing, made me love the Lubin Brothers and George Jones and took me on the road and made me appreciate drummers. Because I was a folk purist. I thought they were the, you know, Antichrist. And here I am. His name was Graham Parsons. This is a salute to him. Your hunger and our soul. I guess I probably looked, and those words rolled off your tongue. It seemed that we were trapped under some old lucky sun. I know I can say, and no one was to blame. But the road we shared together once will never be the same.
And
Thank you so much. All right, let's go.
Listening to Emmy Lou Harris coming live from the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Enjoy. KOTO Telluride.
Thank you.
keyboards, accordion, guitar, vocals. And on rock and guitar, mandolin and vocals, Will Kimbrough. And the drummer, who is not the Antichrist, but helps us have so much fun, Mr. Brian Owing. Back here rocking out on the bass and vocals, Chris Donahue. And over here on vocals and fiddle and mandolin, Ricky Simpkins. All right, folks, I'm going to try to go solo. As I'm open tuning in my folk days when I thought that the drummers, you know, spoiled everything. I was such a folk snob. Oh, you wouldn't have liked to have known me at all. I did not know how to have fun. Anyway, I actually wrote this song just a few years ago, but is that the right chord? I have a piece of electrical tape on here to show me where my fingers go, placed there by Mr. Buddy Miller, because he was tired of me going to the wrong chord.
Oh,
Bring the boys back. I think that Bob Dylan just turned 70. And he's still going strong, folks.
Underneath the sun.
folks have been great. I don't know what I was doing last year. Couldn't have been as much fun as this. And I'm sure the scenery wasn't as good. Anyway, I shall return, hopefully. Are not an end. It makes you feel nervous, but it makes you feel alright.
Makes you feel alright.
You're the best. You're the best. Hey, they told us we have time to do one more. Just indulge me here. This is a song that the band and I, we love this song so much. It's a written by Billy Joe Shaver, and I always thought I had to reach at least the age of 60 before I would have the credibility to sing this song, and way past it now. So I'm having a good time. Folks, there are some songs that only old people can sing.